like a superstar, like an idol, in the sense of lust and seduction and all that kind of thing. Boy, God likes to clean up everything. Yay, get it all. Vacuum, suck it up. Okay, get it out. So any way that you change God into your image, God couldn't do that. God couldn't be that mean. Do you know what I'm saying? God couldn't make a hell. God could, anything you've bought like that, you want to get free from tonight. He is who he says he is. That's what that priest had done. Well, it didn't show the love of Christ, of a true Christianity. You don't understand love. You're trying to make him into your idea of happy, not going to cause any trouble. I mean, no wonder you guys just made, let a bishop, a gay bishop get in and be ordained. You don't get it. Your lampstand is being taken because of a reprobate mind. You're going to argue, make us seem narrow-minded because of your reprobate mind. See, we got to get the reprobate mind out of us so we can set them free. Isn't that exciting? Not so we can feel superior, judge them. We'll just be reprobates again. We don't want to be seven times worse reprobates, okay? Let's get free and stay free and walk in his love. Amen. Okay, God gave them up to impurities and the lust of their hearts, their bodies to be dishonored among themselves, who changed the truth of God into the lie and worshiped and served the created thing more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Because of this, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for even there. Now, let me say this. This isn't saying it's the only thing that's dishonorable. Okay, we have a whole society. We have video stores. We have mail order garbage. We have so many things on the web that I don't see, but just the little things that pop up on my screen that I pray I don't accidentally hit the wrong turn off button shows that we have been given over to dishonorable passions. For even their females change the natural use contrary to nature. Won't get all this. Likewise, if you've done these things, get rid of it tonight. If you've ever experimented in homosexuality, if you've experimented, let me say this, and this is going to get you this. Listen to this. Listen, this is real good for some people. Some people that I really love and care about, God has shown me this for you. I'm not going to point you out because I embarrass you, but I'm going to tell you this. If you had sex, even with your spouse, and it was sex, it was based on your pleasure, it was based on you getting a need met to feel lovely. If it was based on sensual pleasure and it never had anything to do with intimacy, based on mutual respect for each other, love for each other, based on that reflection of Christ and the bride, based on just a oneness that's very special to the Lord and something he only allows you to have one person to share that with. If you had good sex, if you had lust, if you're like, man, I can't stand being single now because I miss the sex or whatever. We can't put this on the radio again, especially lunchtime. Do you realize that that's an unclean passion? Do you realize that most Americans have been given over to impure passion, even in the marriage? And if there's fantasizing, if you have to have props and toys and garbage because it's about fleshy pleasure and lust and not about intimacy and caring and relationship, you actually have this unclean thing. It's why it would be very hard to go without sex if you had to go without sex, because it's about a spirit, an unclean spirit that's been assigned there. I think even in Christian circles, people remarry very quickly and the wrong person because they never dealt with the spirit. I want that out. We've talked about this. We have some really powerful tapes over here about if you had sex before you're married, even with the person, how it opens doors to all this. So, and some of you, if you've not heard us teach more detail on unclean spirits, you really need to get that CD and tape because it goes over a lot of things. Our entire society is perverted, folks. They teach that you absolutely can't restrain your little self. They give you perverted ways to handle your passion. It's lust. It's a demon. If you weren't reprobate and watching garbage and opening the door or hearing stuff or from curses from your parents not being clean and holy, you're going to have these issues. And we have bought a reprobate lie that it's normal and what should happen, and that our kids should be masturbating, and that they should be having sex at an early age, And all this garbage is okay. It's garbage, all right? It's garbage. It's reprobate. And we have bought it as the standard and the norm. Everybody's really quiet now. Rate this one PG-13. Actually, probably most of them by 10 know most of this. Because we're a reprobate society. If you've got to fantasize at all, if you've got to do anything, and it's not about being in love with that person, having communication, having intimacy, wanting to share your life together, going through stuff together that brings you close, it's perverted. Does that mean you can't have a great time? No. You can have an awesome time. You can have a holy time. And I'm not talking about weird. I'm not going to put on holy, holy, honey. It's that time. It's that holy time. You know, your husband going to be coming up here and wanting to get rid of me. We can have more fun than anybody if it's about giving ourselves to the one that God's given us to share our life with. If it's about giving and not taking, you can have an awesome time. If it's something the Holy Spirit doesn't convict you of, if it's something that God can sit in the room and smile about, because he's the one who created intimacy to be a great time, to reveal how much he wants to be a part of our lives, how much he wants to hold us and have us eternally his. If you can't get that revelation, something's wrong, and you need to get rid of unclean spirits. Everybody's got that really quiet look now. Oh, God. Okay, so let's write that one down. I think my page turned back over here. Okay. Dishonorable passions, 26. So we are to repent of dishonorable passion. And then it goes even to the extreme. So he's saying, look, there's dishonorable passions to the extreme of homosexuality. But they're still all dishonorable. What's going on? Is it a giving thing that glorifies God, or is it a taking thing? Okay? All right. And that's when it goes on. Even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do the things not right. If you really get it tonight, we're going to go for this and get it out. Okay? All right.